us, please. Please take the devil out of me. I've traveled far down this lonesome road. The devil, he's got me bent down so low.
That all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU Board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours, or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
All right, it is 8:02. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and beyond and around the world at kgnu.org. My name is Joanne. It's the Dixie Marmalade Show, the third Thursday of each month, where we give Jack the night off. And I just found out why, but it's a secret. That's a secret that we're going to use on when we play KGNU trivia sometime. But it, just suffice to say, Jack deserves a nice day off. So once a week, we let him take a day off, and we bring you traditional jazz. And when I do the show, we bring you traditional New Orleans jazz. So I'm reading a really great book. I won't bore you, but it's called New Orleans Remix by Jack Sullivan. And I'm the very first chapter was devoted to classical music influence on the roots of jazz. And very well known in New Orleans is a young fellow named Louis Gottschalk, who was an early composer who saw the slaves dancing on a free day, which they were given on Sunday to dance in a place known as Congo Square, now known as Louis Armstrong Park, the only national park in an urban setting. And Louis Gottschalk wrote this song, Bambula. And so we hope you'll hear the African strains, and we'll get to a little bit more of the classical music. But here's Louis Gottschalk, Bambula.
Thank you.
All right, Louis Gottschalk, Louis Moreau Gottschalk. And here's what Wikipedia says. Louis Moreau Gottschalk, born in New Orleans, 1829, died in Rio de Janeiro, 1869, as an American composer and pianist, best known as the virtuoso performer of his romantic piano works. He spent most of his working career outside of the United States. Gottschalk was born in New Orleans to a Jewish businessman from London and a Creole mother. He had six brothers and sisters, five of whom were half-siblings by his father's biracial mistress. So very interesting life, very well-known in a small circle of friends, especially those of us who love New Orleans music and are constantly, as they say, peeling away the layers of the onion to find out more and more. So this was very interesting to me, and I hope you'll indulge me. We're going to play the first half of this version of Dixie Marmalade. Is going to be devoted to classical music because I never really gave it any thought outside of the Louis Gottschalk, which is very well documented, and in particular that song Bambula that we just heard. But in reading this book that I mentioned at the start of the show, New Orleans Remix by Jack Sullivan from the University of Mississippi Press, the very first chapter was devoted to the influence of classical music on Louis Armstrong, on Alan Toussaint, of course, on James Booker, who we're going to hear next. And it really, the light went on in my little thick little head. So I'll quit talking and we'll get back to the music. Now, this is James Booker, you know, one of my favorites if you listen to this show or any show that I do, also known as the Black Liberace. This is James Booker from Spiders on the Keys record doing Malaguena.
Thank you.
right. That was another by Louis Moreau Gottschalk called, and I know I'll be mispronouncing this one, Pasquinade. And two people phoned in to correct me on my pronunciation of Malaguena. Thank you so much, Joy and Bill, freezing their butts off on the Gulf Coast of Florida. So sorry. I really am sorry that the weather is such in southern Florida and just miserable and cold and not healthy for man nor beast. And then my good friend Rick from Longmont. Boy, it's great to know that you all know that song, Malaguena, Spanish classical music done by James Booker live. I kept hearing this other music playing. I'm like, what the heck? I think somebody was playing a radio in the back of the bar on that recording, so I apologize for that. And then we heard another by Louis Gottschalk, a great American composer. And we're going to close out this portion of the classical music tribute, a classical music part of traditional jazz, the roots of jazz. What's really important here is to remember where jazz came from. And of course, I don't profess to know, but I'll say what Ernie Cadeau says. He wasn't sure, but he thought all music came from New Orleans. And he was pretty sure on that. So when you go to New Orleans and you listen to musicologists or when you read books about the roots of American jazz, it really becomes evident to you the basis of where it came from, which is Africa and the slave diaspora and how that music was brought to the United States. And in New Orleans, and especially with around Jelly Roll Morton, and people talk about something known as the Spanish tinge. So I think that Malaguena has something to do with that Spanish tinge, how the music, the people moving up through slavery through Cuba picked up that Spanish tinge and brought it to New Orleans, where it became ingrained in what we know today as American jazz. That's just my that's my summary, and I'm sticking to it. So up next, I've got Wynton Marsalis with his orchestra. This was very cool. A Fiddler's Tale Suite, it's called, Music of America, Wynton Marsalis, a great ambassador of jazz, American jazz, and certainly the city of New Orleans. So here's a nice long cut. I hope you like it. Wynton Marsalis, A Fiddler's Tale, here on KGNU, Dixieland Marmalade.
Thank you.
Okay, then. That might have ended a little quicker than I had anticipated, but it's perfect timing, 8:29. I want to remind you, Nikki, our membership coordinator, phoned in and said the diagonal is closed on northbound due to an accident. So if you were thinking of going, I guess northbound would be Longmont, you might try a different way. The diagonal closed due to an accident, northbound. That was Wynton Marsalis with his orchestra doing The Fiddler's Tale. Thank you so much for indulging me that. That was really fun and interesting. Now we'll get back to some really truly traditional New Orleans jazz and a little bit more Dixieland, like what you think you're going to hear on this Dixieland show. I got two new CDs, and we're just going to play the daylights out of them here for the next half hour. This is Kid Ory and his Tailgate, King of the Tailgate Trombone. We're going to start off with the Mahogany Stomp Blues. No, I'm sorry, the Mahogany Hall Stomp. Kid Ory on KGNU.
Feel so blue, don't know what to do. just bound to feel blue too. Lord, I love my man better than I love myself. I love my man better than I love myself.
Thank you.
Okay. No, wait a minute. We're gonna play this cut right here. Ida Cox. Well, I am just blown away by how many of you are out there listening. That just makes my day. I want to give a shout out to my friend Mike and Betsy Massa. Mike, our great accountant here for KGNU, he keeps us in the green. Or is it the red or is it the black, Mike? I can never remember, positive, negative. But anyways, you know what I'm talking about. That Mike, he's a good guy. He's a great guy. Thank you for calling, Mike. Was out. Michael said he was in one of the most beautiful places this country has to offer, Sanibel, Florida, a truly mystical, magical, beautiful place. And they're probably freezing their butts off. Oh, I just had that mic up way too high. Sorry, freezing their butts off right about now, I would imagine. And then I want to give a shout out to my friend Loren, who phoned in. He really dug that Ida Cox. Thank you, Loren, for your support of KGNU always, and for your listening and calling in. It makes us feel good to know that somebody's out there listening. So thank you for that. Do keep your radio welded right here to KGNU. Dave Gloss is in the house in Denver to take you to the finest big band swing at the 9 o'clock hour, and then snap it back. No, not shake it back, not snap it back, smash it back. Yes, at 10. All right, so we heard King Ory. We're just playing off of two CDs here. King Ory and the King of the Tailgate Trombone doing the Mahogany Hall Stomp. And that Mahogany Hall was a famous house of what they called a sporting house in New Orleans when prostitution was legal in Storyville. Mahogany Hall was one of the finest sporting houses there was. And so that's the Mahogany Hall Stomp. Very popular traditional New Orleans jazz song. After that, Ida Cox, Any Woman's Blues, and that's the one that Loren liked. Very cool. Not from New Orleans at all, but really made her fame in Chicago. I was reading about her on this. I'll read it later. But anyways, check her out, Ida Cox. The CD is titled Uncrowned Queen. Uncrowned Queen of the Blues, Ida Cox. Let's just read this. Oh my God. Lovie Austin is on the piano on this one. Oh my heavens. Really cool. Ida Cox, the biggest star of Paramount label among Paramount's female blues singers, only Ma Rainey surpassed her popularity. Born Ida Prather on February 25th, 1896 in Toccoa, Georgia. She was raised in nearby Cedartown, showed an early interest in music, and sang at the local African Methodist church. At the age of 14, she ran away to join White and Clark's Black and Tan Minstrels. When Ida was 1920, she moved to Atlanta and re-entered show business, working at the famous 81 Theater with pianist Jelly Roll Morton. So, interesting life, wonderful recordings. We're just going to hear more of that here in just a second. So we heard Kid Ory doing Oh, Didn't He Ramble, and then Ida Cox, I Got the Blues for Rampart Street. Again, a reminder, the Diagonal was closed about a half hour ago, northbound problem with a accident there. So if you're traveling along Mountain Points North, you might want to find an alternative route. All right, we're going to start off with a little bit Kid Ory here doing Shake That Thing. Oh, before I do that, though, I do want to remind you, there will be a very large march on Saturday, this Saturday. It's the anniversary of the Women's March a year ago. And so I urge you to, if you can, take to the streets. I don't think I'm saying anything wrong. Join us in a peaceful march in Denver. Starts at 9 o'clock at the Capitol. Transportation is going to be very tight. There's going to be a lot of people there. So you need to figure out a way to get there, walk or bike or boogaloo. But be there, be square, as they say. I'll be looking for you. All right, here's Kid Ory doing Shake That Thing. Thank you.
woke up this morning about 4:30. Somebody knocking on my door. I went out to see what it was about, and they told me my man was gone. I say, now listen, that's sad news. Won't you sing for me those blues? Honey, baby, mama, do she double do love you?
Thank you.
That would be Ori's Boogie from the CD that we've been playing off of tonight. Kid Ori, King of the Tailgate Trombone, American Music. Very cool. Featuring, recorded in 1949, Teddy Buckner on trumpet, Joe Derensborg on clarinet, Ed Ori on trombone, Lloyd Glenn on piano, Ed Garland on bass, and Minor Hall on drums. It's almost time to go, so I wanted to get in this James Booker song. We heard Kid Ori doing Shake That Thing, Ida Cox doing Mama Douchey Blues, and then Ori's Boogie. Here we're going to go out with James Booker doing King of the Road.
Rent wants to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pet. I ain't got no cigarettes to smoke. Good reefer that I have found. Short but not to wiggle around. I'm a man of means, that's no lie.
Bring the James Booker down. It's 8:59. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins and beyond. Swing Shift is next. Thanks.
Thanks, Joanne, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are regular listeners of this program, you may notice that this is Benny Goodman's theme, not the theme of this program, and that's because I'm giving you a hint. What happened 80 years ago this week? It was described as the single most important jazz or popular music history concert in history. Jazz's coming out party to the world of respectable music. Yeah, tonight we're going to feature the Benny Goodman 1938 Carnegie Hall Concert. And we're going to play some highlights, which I hope you'll enjoy. Lots of fun on the way. Benny Goodman was at the height of his legendary career back in 1938 when his publicist suggested that he play a concert at Carnegie Hall. Benny laughed. He certainly was a star on radio with the Camel Caravan program and stage and on film. He, of course, had already had the label King of Swing permanently attached to his name, but it was so outlandish, the suggestion that a jazz band might play inside the citadel of American high culture, Goodman is said to have laughed at the suggestion. Eventually, he began to warm to the idea, but he was still scared to death, and so was everybody else in the band. He went as far as to ask Beatrice Lilly, a singer and comedian, to appear on the program with him, just in case things didn't go so well, she might pep up the festivities. Wisely, she turned that invitation down. And Saul Hurock, who was one of the primary booking agents into the Carnegie Hall stage, welcomed the idea. And it all took place on January 16th, 1938, and it would be the stuff legend is made of. But fortunately, Benny agreed, and soon forgot, that he had a microphone placed directly above the band. And by wires in those days, of course, it went to a recording studio across the street and into a recording studio in New York. Fortunately, we have those results today, and I'll get into more of that later. But just to show how nervous everybody was, trumpeter Harry James, of course, one of the great members of what's been known as the original Benny Goodman Orchestra, was so nervous, he said, "I feel like a whore in church." So everyone was on their best behavior. And you can tell that they were a little nervous going into their first tune of the evening. Benny wanted